Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. It's National Moonshine Day. Let's get started. When you think of moonshine, what comes to mind? Personally, when I think of moonshine, a bunch of different things come to my mind. I can think of like old cartoons and movies, and you know, you have that person that's sneaking around out in the dark under moonlight playing with this, I say playing, but you know, working with this huge homemade like chemistry set where you've got things bubbling and percolating and all sorts of weird stuff happening. I think about the times of Prohibition. I think about TV shows like The Dukes of Hazzard and Life, the movie Life. A bunch of stuff comes to mind. And it's crazy because when you think about it, I look at moonshine the same way I look at street drugs. Why would you? You know, if you don't know the person who's making it or know if they knew what they were doing, why would you ingest that? Why would you put it in your body? I mean, it's bad enough. Moonshine is already like alcohol on steroids. It's like super duper strong alcohol that, you know, can actually be dangerous. Like, seriously, if the person that's creating the moonshine doesn't know what they're doing, you could end up getting sick. You could go blind. And you could die. I don't know that I'm willing to take those chances. So, you know, me, I'm sitting there thinking like, yeah, if I was around back in the times of Prohibition, I think my house would have been a dry one because I was not going to take any chances with the moonshine. So then again, let me bet. Well, yeah, we would have been a dry household. In doing my research, I was trying to figure out if moonshine is legal or not. And it's crazy. I could not really find any definitive answer as to whether or not moonshine is legal. It looks almost like it's a state-by-state type of thing, and you would need to check your local laws as to whether or not moonshine is legal, whether you can have it in your possession. I don't think the stills are legal, definitely not the ones in the backwoods, but, you know, they do have places that make moonshine. Like, I've seen moonshine in the liquor stores. Now, whether that is moonshine proper or if that's a drink that's reminiscent of moonshine and therefore someone gave it that name, I haven't got a clue. I'm not a connoisseur like that. However, you know, I do know of people that speak highly of moonshine, and I don't know. I'm leery of that sort of thing. I look at it like street drugs, and I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to take something that somebody made in their backyard? No, I have no desire to do that. And so, I don't. But there are people that are like, man, you have got to try this. And my thought process on that too is the fact that moonshine is so potent. I don't see it as a leisurely drink. I see moonshine as you drink moonshine because you want to get drunk, not because you are, you know, chilling, lay back, you know, you just had a nice meal, or you're sitting out on the deck watching the waves and feeling the wind, and you just kind of want to chill out. I don't see moonshine as that drink for that particular moment. To me, moonshine is, yep, had a rough week, and I am going to forget about it right now as soon as I get to the bottom of this glass. So how do you actually celebrate National Moonshine Day? Go to a liquor store and buy some moonshine. Simple as that, right? Well, no, there are other things that you can do. You can actually go online and check out one of the DIY recipes where you don't have to have a still. You're not starting from scratch. You're actually like starting with something like Everclear, and you're using that in order to create your quote unquote moonshine. And by doing that, though, please make sure you know and understand that moonshine is not something you make like you're making a daiquiri or something. No, it's not going to take you 2 seconds to put it in a blender and call it done. It's going to take you weeks, like literally at least a month, to go from start to finish of the process. And now, mind you, this is you doing it the shortcut way by using Everclear or something along those lines. This isn't like what the people that actually had the still out in the woods, because they started from scratch. They had corn and did it from the beginning. You're not doing that. You're taking ingredients and basically just infusing the Everclear or whatever the grain alcohol is that you choose to use. But that's another way that you can actually celebrate, or just watch a movie where you've got some shine runners or something, or a TV show, or go look on the History Channel and watch some documentaries about Prohibition and whatnot. And to me, I think those are perfect ways to celebrate National Moonshine Day. All right, well, that was today's episode of Tweet Trends. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you are looking into ways that you can celebrate National Moonshine Day. Personally, I am actually going to try one of these DIY recipes. I've read through it, and it's a little interesting, because I've made limoncello before, and the directions for the limoncello are eerily similar to moonshine. So I'm wondering if all limoncello was is a lemon moonshine? I don't know. But anyway, like I said, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you try something, you know, live a little, explore, do something different. And while you do that, go ahead over to Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and look me up at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE. Or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends. All right. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you again here on Tuesday.